Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now, you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
All right, thanks, Scott Shannon. And hour two, Sean Hannity Show. Toll-free on number is 800-941-SEAN. On this Monday, if you want to be a part of the program, issue one remains Joe Biden's cognitive state. And as we've been talking about in great detail and specificity, the reaction of the left and the media and the mob and the Biden people is pretty unbelievable, actually. All the times that Joe Biden has claimed to have seen or met dead people, including, you know, Margaret Thatcher on top of Helmut Kohl, on top of Francois Mitterrand, names I remember, but I mean, they've been out of the picture for such a long time, it's kind of hard to understand it. Jill Biden is furious, but yet ABC News poll, 86% of you, the American people, think this man is too old to serve another term as president. I think that's an understatement. And now the pressure is going exactly where we thought it should go, and that is I think they need to release the tapes of Robert Hur. And let's hear and witness for ourselves and watch for ourselves Joe Biden not remembering when he was vice president, not remembering within years when his son Beau passed away, which is sad. All of it is sad. And at what point, you know, do we start looking at, you know, the enablers around him and people, are they really looking out for his best interests here? Because, boy, they are defensive. Anyway, here's Joe Biden's I See Dead People montage.
I flew over a million miles on Air Force Two, and I was going home as a United States, as vice president. And one of the conductors said to me, "Hey, Joe, big deal, million, whatever, 200. He said, you've traveled over a million miles on Amtrak. I said, how the hell do you know that? And they added it up.
The said conductor retired decades before Biden was VP and died at least a year before he logged a million miles.
You know how much it cost to make that insulin drug for diabetes? Cost. It was invented by a man who did not patent it because he wanted it available for everyone. I spoke to him, okay?
The problem was the two men awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine for their discovery of insulin. So Frederick Banting and Professor John James Richard McLeod died before Joe Biden was even born.
Right after I was elected, I went to what they call a G7 meeting, all the NATO leaders. And I sat down and I said, America's back. And Mitterrand from Germany, I mean, from France, looked at me and said, you know, how long are you back for?
But the president he named has been dead for almost 30 years.
I want to tell you my secret now. I see dead people.
And as you could hear there, I mean, you know, recalling a conversation with a man who invented insulin, even though the man that discovered the drug died in 1941. Francois Mitterrand died in 96. It was Angela Merkel, not the dead Helmut Kohl. You know, remember what she said about Jackie, what he said about Jackie Walorski, who died in a car crash in August 22. Jackie, you here, Jack? Where's Jackie? Oh, she must not be here. No, she's not there, Joe. She passed away, and you knew she passed away. Margaret Thatcher, and the list goes on and on. But the media mob, I mean, just like in 2020, they will defend Joe Biden to the last breath. Listen.
I thought it was good for him to show who he is. This was not handlers. This was not pollsters. This was Joe Biden, you know, sort of letting everybody know kind of where he's coming from and how he feels. I think that makes him seem more youthful, more engaged, more human, more relatable.
200 pages early, he goes, he willfully, and then 200 pages later, say, well, we actually don't have evidence on that point. And he did that a couple times throughout here. It certainly seemed like a politically charged document. It, you know, used to be
written. If you want to give the age thing, because this is, let's call it what it is. This is ageism snuck into a report clearing the person of any wrongdoing. If someone says you're too far left, you can tack to the center. The man is 80 years old. He rides a bike.
Wow. He rides a bike. You know, he also falls off the bike. Anyway, Ronny Jackson is with us, congressman, also a medical doctor, has served three presidents. He knows the rigors of this job. Dr. Jackson, good to have you back, sir. Congressman, appreciate you always being here. I think things have deteriorated to a level I don't think I was ever expecting, but here we are. And I want to get your thoughts on where we are.
No, I think we've officially reached critical mass right now, Sean. I mean, you and I have been saying it for a long time. I was talking about this before he was president. You know, this man's not fit. I knew because, you know, as you mentioned, I took care of three presidents. I was in the White House for 14 years, including the 8 years of the Obama administration. And I saw Joe Biden in and around the White House. I wasn't in his position, but, you know, I oversaw the medical team that took care of him. But I saw him in and out of the West Wing on a regular basis. And he is a different person now. I mean, anybody can go back. He's always been, in my opinion, you know, not very smart. But, you know, now he's not very smart, but he's also cognitively impaired. And if you go back and you look at the videos from him when he was vice president and compare them to the videos now, wow, it's just, it's unbelievable. It's not the same man. And so I think we're at a point now, and I can tell you why I say we're at critical mass, because for the first time, the Democrats are starting to also talk about this, right? And I think that's in part because, you know, they're anxious to get rid of him because they realize that they're in a really bad spot right now with him being their nominee. And I think that they also are terrified of Kamala Harris becoming the president. If something were to happen and he would have to leave before, I think their ultimate goal is to get him to voluntarily withdraw as the nominee and then say he's going to stay until the end of the term so they can, you know, select somebody with another running mate and just get rid of the both of them at the same time. But it's noteworthy that for the first time they are coming out too and saying, wow, there might be something going on that, you know, a lot of the progressives and a lot of people on the far left. And, you know, we've been saying it, you know, and the American people have been seeing it more on a day-to-day basis. They get the HER report from an objective person who works for the Biden DOJ now saying it. Then he gets on TV and tries to undermine the assumption that he's cognitively impaired, and he just demonstrates to the entire world that he's cognitively impaired.
Well, the Democrats, according to reports today, they're now pushing Biden's aides to have the president engage more frequently with the public. I mean, after the disaster of what was supposed to be a press conference, you know, after this HER report came out last week, why would you put him out there more? I mean, the one guy that seems to have figured out the only way you can run this guy is Van Jones. And he's not a fan of it. I mean, now you have Maureen Dowd again. Then you have, James Carville saying this is a bad sign that he won't do a Super Bowl interview, basically a layup interview. And, you know, I don't know how this all plays out. I don't even see this guy making it to the convention at this point. I'm not sure. Look, you know more about medicine than I do. I mean, for the New York Post to actually say he's teetering on the edge of a full blown senility. Is that, do you see that?
Yeah, I see that happening. I mean, I've said before that no matter what the issue is, no matter what kind of underlying disease is associated with this, this age-associated cognitive decline, they all universally get worse instead of better. And we're seeing that right before our eyes. It's getting worse. And I think you're right. I think their only hope of making it to the end of this term and you know, is to keep him in, or at least to the convention, is to keep him in the basement, just keep him locked away. They start bringing him out, and this is going to get even worse in short order. And I think, you know, like I said, Sean, I think that there are people that are in the West Wing, you know, that are probably maybe some of the Obama folks that are still in there that want that to happen. They're like, we've got to get rid of this guy, and he won't voluntarily leave, so how do we do it? I was speculating for a while they'd let some of the Hunter Biden stuff blow up and you know, hang that around his neck. But, you know, it looks like he's going to do it to himself if they just let him get up in front of the camera.
What did you think of the New York Post editorial that said it's time for those same Democrats that lied to get Biden into the White House to tell him he's got to step aside before the 25th Amendment is invoked? It's a humiliation, and it's one of them that they themselves caused. And they actually used these words. It's the New York Post, not mine. They said Jill Biden did this to her husband, his children, his staff, all the people who enabled this charade. This is on them. And Americans won't soon forget. That is a really, really harsh, brutal takedown to me.
No, but it's totally true. I mean, you know, I think I've known for a long time, and I think a lot of people realize that Jill Biden wanted to be first lady more than she wanted her next breath, right? And she and Ron Klain that came in and Susan Rice and all the people that were in there initially and all the people that are there today, they owe the power, the authority, and the influence that they have on a day-to-day basis to the fact that he's the president. The day he leaves, they're done. They're all going. They'll be replaced with somebody else, whoever takes, you know, his place. So they're desperately protecting their own interests and sacrificing this frail old man in the process and, you know, and putting our country in great danger as well, because this is a national security issue that's getting worse by the day. I mean, you know, that all the danger overseas and, you know, the probable a large number of jihadi terrorists crossing our southern border and the cartel and everything else that's happening, this is continuing to get worse by the day. And every day that we don't have an effective head of state and commander-in-chief at the helm, this country is going to be more and more at risk.
I agree with all of that, and I just don't know how this is going to play out.
All right, I want you to meet Kelsey. Now, when she found out she was pregnant, well, she wasn't really sure where to turn, but after meeting with counselors at Preborn Network Clinics, well, guess what? They loved her, they supported her, and they gave her a free 4D ultrasound for her to actually hear her baby's heartbeat.
When a mother looks at her child through a sonogram, it does something to you. You know, I ended up deciding to keep my son, who is now 5 years old today. He's amazing. He brings absolute joy to my heart. I could not imagine life without him.
Can you help out this great mission of Preborn? And maybe even in a big way, every donation is tax deductible. They don't get a penny from the federal government like Planned Parenthood. They rely on people that believe in the sanctity of life and people in the pro-life community. Now to donate, just dial #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or just go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. If babies in their mother's womb could speak, what do you think they'd say? Hi, this is Buck. This is Tom. This is Susie. Did you know that an unborn baby's heartbeat is already beating at 3 weeks? By 5 weeks, you can hear that heartbeat on ultrasound, and that's where Preborn's network of clinics step in, because the heartbeat is the voice of Preborn, and you can share their voice in a big way. Every free ultrasound costs $28. They don't get a penny from the federal government. They need your help desperately, and that's why I bought them 2 4D ultrasound machines, because they desperately need the help, and they're helping moms with counseling and all sorts of ways. Just dial #250, #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. You'll never regret helping to save a baby's life. Preborn.com/Sean. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, we continue with Dr. Ronny Jackson, Congressman Ronny Jackson, discussing Joe's cognitive state. Look, we picked up on this in 2020, and I aired something on television on Friday night, and the things that we were pointing out in 2020 are, they almost seem insignificant based on how he's acting today. Now, you heard his comments when he forgot Hamas, that was the terror group, on October the 7th. And let me play it for you just to get your reaction to it, because he's had many such moments. This is not unique. This is not an isolated incident. But listen,
there is some movement, and I don't want to choose my words. There's some movement. There's been a response from the there's been a response from the opposition, but Yes, I'm sorry. We're from Hamas.
All right. If the opposition is Hamas, he had to be reminded by somebody in the media that it is Hamas. You know, if you put all of this together and you see the progression over 4 years, what can we expect? My understanding is cognitive issues are degenerative. They never get better. They only get worse. You have confirmed that for me. And the getting worse part seems more apparent every day. As a matter of fact, Congressman, I can't think of a single clean moment he's had in months, defining clean by not having these verbal, brain farts, whatever you want to call them, and or not knowing whether to exit stage left or stage right. And his confusion is he seems confounded. He seems, you know, like a mumbling, bumbling, stumbling person. I mean, is it that the people are in denial around him or what?
No, I think that they're protecting their own interests, like I said. And obviously that clip you played, wow, you know, if that doesn't inspire strength, I don't know what was, right? That's just ridiculous. I mean, that, and he, you know, Sean, you know, he should know Hamas should roll off of his lips sooner than anybody that we know of. This man, you know, he's been in public service, he's been in Congress for his entire life. I mean, I think he was he may have even chaired. I know he was definitely on the Foreign Relations Committee in the Senate forever. Right. He's dealt with this with foreign policy for a long, long time. That should just roll off of his lips. And you're right. You know, these issues, you know, not only do they get worse, the medications that they use to provide him, and I know you and I have talked about this before, I can almost guarantee you they're medicating this guy. We don't know because his doctor won't come out and talk to him.
What would the medications be?
Well, you know, we talked about this before. There's medications that they use specifically for Alzheimer's and those types of that increase neurotransmitters like acetylcholine. They can give him amphetamine-type drugs. You know, like,
of aneurysms and frontal lobe issues. Wouldn't that be extraordinarily dangerous to his overall health?
Well, there's risk to him, but I mean, I think that they probably have a cocktail that they give him. And here's the thing, too, Sean. The other thing, too, one of the reasons he had such a bad night the other night is because, you know, people that are in this situation, they get sundowners, too, where in certain types of the day, they're much worse. And it's notorious. That's why they call it sundowners, for whenever it gets later in the evening, they get very confused. And it's a lot harder for them to, you know, to be cognitively, you know, intact and, you know, and competent. And I think that's what happens to him. And that's why you don't see him too much. You know, that's why they call a lid on stuff, you know, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon every day. And we don't see him too much in the evenings. Yeah, it's going to continue to deteriorate. And they're not going to be able to, they're not able to hide it right now, but it's going to be much harder for them to hide it as time goes on.
Look, they send him out there, you know, in this, you know, hastily called for news conference. And, you know, again, he's talking to dead people and lashing out and getting things wrong left and right. And I mean, it's embarrassing on top of everything else. And the saddest part of this and the scariest part of this we didn't touch on is Vladimir Putin and President Xi and Kim Jong-un and the mullahs of Iran. They're all watching this. But anyway, Dr. Ronnie Jackson, we really appreciate your time. And thank you so much for joining us. 800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. We're going to take a sneak peek tomorrow's special election to fill George Santos's old seat. Very, very tight race from every indicator I can see. Mazie Pillup is going to join us. She's made significant strides against a lifelong politician, 100% Biden supporter, Tom Suozzi. We'll see what this, you know, does this bode well for tomorrow for Republicans? And by the way, my old district when I lived in New York.
Exposing government waste and abuse of your liberties every day. Sean Hannity is on right now.
All right, 25 now to the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, there is a big special election runoff to fill the seat of George Santos. And it looks like the Republican, Mazie Pillup, is in a dogfight and can actually win this special election against a career politician, 100% Biden supporter, Tom Suozzi. A lot of this campaign now has come down to the issue of borders. We'll get to that in a second here. Look, we all know by now the atrocities committed by Hamas last October the 7th. You know, obviously now Israel's in a fight for their very existence. And the toll on the people of Israel has been staggering. It's been massive. We have hundreds of thousands of Israelis now that have been forced from their homes. You have entire communities that have been torn apart, lives devastated by death, destruction. Now, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, well, they are in the middle of this every single day. They've been on the ground from day one. They're distributing critical essentials like food, medicine, emergency supplies for hundreds of thousands of suffering Israelis. And the need is so great. And that's why we partnered with the IFCJ today. They have a website. It's all one word. It's supportifcj.org. That's supportifcj.org. Every donation, I can tell you, it is urgently needed. They don't have enough supplies for the people in need. And if you can give, whatever you can give will be greatly, greatly appreciated. Thank you. It's the website supportifcj.org, supportifcj.org. And this will help the people that sadly have been so negatively impacted by this conflict. All right, let me go to a battle that is ensuing. There's been early voting as of last week. We introduced you to Mazi Pillup. And this is for George Santos' seat. This is my old actual congressional district when I lived in New York. Otherwise, I would have been voting with everybody, but I'm now registered to vote in Florida. I'm not allowed to do that. But anyway, voters in Long Island, in District 3, and in Queens, and Great Neck, New York, this is an important race. And we saw last week with one vote difference, well, that would have made the impeachment of Mayorkas go forward. I think they're going to have that vote tomorrow, and I think it's going to be successful. I think that we know that Steve Scalise will be back there tomorrow, but the race has really taken on a very, very negative tone, and it seems to be had nothing to do with George Santos, as it shouldn't. It has to do is the contrast between the two candidates. I mean, you've got one guy that says he's 100% supportive of Joe Biden's policies, and that is includes his border policies. Well, his border policies, like his energy policies, like his economic policies, like his foreign policy, has been an unmitigated disaster. And Mazi Pillup, in their debate the other night, actually pointed out a vote for Swazi is basically a vote for Biden and the entire squad and the entire radical agenda. Here's what she said.
This election is so important, not because of Mazi or Swazi. This election is important because this is about the future of our country. Biden, the squad, and Tom Swazi taking our country to the wrong direction. Tom Swazi voted with Biden 100% of the time. Tom Swazi voted with the squad member 90% of the time. Tom Swazi opened the border. Tom Swazi funding the sanctuary city. Tom Swazi kicked ICE from Nassau County. Tom Swazi wanted to cut 300 police officers from Nassau County Police Department. Tom Swazi increased taxes when he was a county executive and also when he were a mayor of Glencoe. Listen, this is about the future. As a county legislator, I put more police officers on our street to protect us. As a county legislator, I cut taxes. This is about the future. If you want safe communities, want secure communities, I am your best choice. Thank you.
Anyway, we welcome back to the program. Mazi Pillup is with us. All right, so tomorrow's election day. How do you feel that the early voting went? From what I heard, it was actually a very significant turnout. What do you think?
Thanks, John. Thank you for having me. It is looking very good. You know, so far people are very much motivated, very engaged to go out to vote. They did a great job during the early voting, and tomorrow is a big day. As I always, say, it is about saving our country, taking our country to the right direction. And Biden, Swazi, this is and squad members is the last people we want, us to leave this country. So I'm engaging everyone. Please go out to vote. It's so important. Tomorrow, maybe it's going to snow. I don't know. Whatever it is, the issues are so important. It's about our country, saving our country. It's about securing our borders. Supporting law enforcement, stopping sanctuary city funding, and bringing common sense government. Really, is about common sense government. Tom Swazi failed to secure our borders. He is responsible for all the mess, all the illegal migrants coming to our country, attacking our police officers and individuals, even in Nassau County. Just last week, somebody, illegal migrant, attacked an individual in Nassau County. This all was created by Tom Swazi and Biden and the squad members, and we have to stop it. And the only way we can stop it by voting Mazi for Congress tomorrow. And we're going to have a great victory. We're going to have a good majority. We're going to be able to take this country to the right direction for the American people.
Tell people about your life story, because it's fascinating to me. My understanding is you were born in Ethiopia. You made your way to Israel. My understanding is you were a soldier with the IDF and a paratrooper in their paratrooper brigade. And then you made your way here. Tell us about this. It's a pretty interesting story.
Thank you very much. Yes, it is very interesting. You know, I was born in Ethiopia in 1991. It was a civil war when Israel and the United States decided to bring me and another 14,500 Ethiopian Jews to Israel. Went to school there, serving the IDF for a year and 9 months, and a paratrooper brigade. I was in charge of the weapons. And then after I finished my degrees, I came to this country about 17 years ago. My husband was born in Ukraine, grew up in America, came to study medicine in Israel. And we came here, and we love this country. This country has been a great country for us. We are living the American dream, because this is what America is about. But people have to come to this country in the right way. I'm welcoming immigrants to come and to practice what freedom is about. However, it has to be done correctly. The way Biden and Thomas Wazi created this issue is really hurting the American people, and also it's putting our national security at risk. On the way, it's also hurting the migrants, because they are getting this false hope from Biden that everybody can just come in, and they're putting their lives in harm's way, which is so wrong. You know, Thomas Wazi never immigrated to this country. I immigrated twice. I understand what immigration is about and how much it takes for a person, you know, to come to new country, to adopt new culture, new language. It takes a lot of resources. So you don't do it the way they are doing it. It has to be done correctly. And that's what we think. We love immigrants. We want them to come to this country, but they have to come the right way.
Well, I look at your 10-point plan. You want lower taxes. You want to fix Biden's disastrous economy, eliminate unnecessary regulation. You support energy independence. You support securing our border. You want law and order. You want to get tough on crime and protect suburban neighborhoods and stand with law enforcement and support Israel and put families first. I did notice on the issue of abortion that you don't think the government should be involved. Should there be any limits on that at all, in your view?
It's very simple. You know, I have seven children. I chose to be a mother for seven children. I made that decision. When it comes to abortion, I have been very clear. You know, every woman should make that decision. Abortion is a very personal decision. Therefore, I'm not going to support national abortion ban, and I'm not going to put women's health care at risk. And I'm not going to even push my own faith to any woman. However, my opponent and his political party have been really lying about this, because for them, it's using the woman to gain political power. Okay, here ago, you have a Republican candidate who's telling you, when it comes to abortion, I understand women's needs, you know, because I was pregnant. I know what's anxiety about. I know what's depression about during the pregnancy. I know what's the fear to be a mother. So he is acting as he was then, pregnant. He doesn't have a clue, and he's putting all this lie about me just to gain the women votes out. Is a disgrace and a shame on him, but I think the women understand, you know, I am here to protect their rights. An abortion is a personal decision, and that's all.
All right, quick break. We'll have more with Mazi Pilup. She is part of the 3rd Congressional District runoff election to fill George Santos' seat. This is a very important race, a special election tomorrow. If you happen to be in my old district, actually in New York when I lived there, hey, you can give your home a new look this year with custom window treatments from our friends at Blinds.com. Now you can choose from their Roman, their woven wood shade, shutters. I love the motorized options and so much more. It's all 100% online. It is the better way to shop. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople that are commissioned in your home. No, Blinds.com, they make it simple, and easy. Now, you can do the measuring, the installation yourself, or let Blinds.com handle it start to finish. No matter how many window treatments you get, you only pay one low installation cost, whether it's one or 20. All Blinds and Blinds.com has their professional design experts. They'll help you pick the best styles. That's for free. They'll ship you premium samples for free, and they'll do it fast. Plus, Blinds.com gives you an upfront quote that you can trust. It's all online. There's no hidden fees. And don't forget, too, you get free shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee. In other words, if you're not happy, they're going to make it right. So shop Blinds.com right now. Save up to 45% off. That's Blinds.com, up to 45% off, and you will not be disappointed.
Final Hour Roundup is next. You do not want to miss it. And stay tuned for the Final Hour free-for-all on the Sean Hannity Show.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.